Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
If Jesus is not God, then heaven is full of idolaters, thinking of where it talked about let all the angels worship him. We're not to worship angels. We're to worship Jesus, God. All that, you know, I won't get into tragedy of Godhead, but you understand that concept, kind of, sort of. You know where I'm going with this. We're to worship God and him alone. Not angels, nor idols, nor people, but only the Lord God. Then I want you also notice that in verse number 9, he says, "For I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets." Listen, we are all servants of God, every one of us who are believers. Now, I'm going to preach this morning about God's veterans, because we just had Veterans Day. Do you know we are all in the army of God as a believer? Some of us are serving faithfully, some of us are not serving faithfully, but nevertheless, we're all in God's army. Same thing is true about being a servant. You're either a Let me just put it in simple terms. You're either a servant who is faithful to God, or you're a servant who's unfaithful to God, but yet you're still a servant. You understand what I'm saying? I did not say you lose your salvation. I read this morning again, because it's just interesting to me about the Mennonites, how they have a problem. It's in their brochure about the phrase "once saved, always saved." And as you read that, they kind of contradict what they're saying about once saved, always saved. They have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. Okay. They're saying if you don't obey God, in their mind, I guess, I have to get further detail. I'd love to ask somebody about this. But the way it said, if you don't obey God, then you're not saved. Well, God has a lot of disobedient children.
Right.
A lot. I would say there's probably more disobedient children than obedient children. That does not mean they're not his children. Let me ask you a question. Don't answer it. Okay. Are all of your children obedient? Okay. Even if they're not obedient to you, do you know they're still your children? That doesn't, you know, erase it. Your relationship with them is still your as father or mother. It's even more so true here with God. We are all his servants of God. And it's amazing whom God chooses to use. And he uses us in different capacities. I'm glad all of you aren't pastors of Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. The old adage, boy, we have more chiefs and no Indians. Wouldn't it be awful to have a bunch of chiefs and no Indians? Are you following? God puts us in different areas of service, but yet we're to serve him. There in 1 Corinthians, it talks about the hand and the foot and the eye, and we all are part of this body of Christ, but we all function differently. And yet it says about the servants, we're all servants to who God chooses to serve. And then verse number 10, "And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand." Isn't it amazing? Again, it just keeps going over and over as you read. "Must shortly come to pass." Time's at hand. You know, I come quickly. Again, time is at hand. There's no way you can read Scripture, much less the book of Revelation, and not have an imminent mentality. Time is at hand. We're to always be looking for Jesus Christ to come at any moment. Boy, I wish I need to move on from here. We are sealed not, it says, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book. We are meant to understand this prophecy. That's why we went through weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, months now, through the book of Revelation, and we're to share it. What a contrast it is to Daniel. Turn me to Daniel chapter number 12, okay? In our Thursday morning Bible study, Brother Ray Deardorff is going through the book of Daniel, and at the end of the book of Daniel, something completely opposite is told Daniel. Daniel chapter number 12, beginning in verse number 4. But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. In Revelation, it says, don't seal it. Here it says, I want you to seal it. And even to the end of time, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Again, I won't have time to talk about that, but I want you to see the contrast. Verse number 8. By now, Daniel's head is spinning. If he had duct tape, he would have wrapped it with duct tape. You know, the old saying, my head's about to explode. Verse number 8. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? I don't get it. I've seen all these things, that, you know, the statues and, you know, the head of gold, or yeah, all the way down to all these things he saw. I don't get it. Verse number 9. He said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the end of time. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But look at this next phrase. But the wise shall understand. So in Daniel chapter 12, he said, I want you to seal it up. You can't understand it all. But you write these things down, just seal it up. You don't need to understand it all. At the end of the book of Revelation, we read this. Seal not the sayings of this prophecy in verse number 10. For the time is at hand. We know more about God's word now than Daniel did in the Old Testament. Are you following? We actually know more about God's word now than the Apostle Paul did. The Apostle Paul, who was indoctrinated the church with all the letters he wrote. How many letters did he write? 11, 12? I can't remember now. I got to look at it again. But all the letters he wrote. By the way, how many? 14? 13. I was close. 11, 12, 13. 13. Are you including Romans in that? I think he wrote Romans. Anyway, it's a whole other story. He wrote Hebrews. Okay. All those books. We know more about the coming of Christ than Paul did, because we have the book of the Revelation. Are y'all following? This is yes, this is no. By the way, I talked to somebody just a couple of, who was it? Was it Wally? No, somebody else. I think it was Wally. I don't preach a lot in the Old Testament. Was that you, Wally? It was you. Okay. Every once in a while, Wally has something good to say. Okay. And this is one of the good things he had to say. We were talking, and he said, you don't preach a lot. I said, no, I don't preach a lot out in the Old Testament. There's a lot of great stories. And I said that, I'm preaching out of the Old Testament this morning. After saying that. But a lot of preachers spend a lot of time in the Old Testament. And nothing wrong. All scripture is given by inspiration. But listen, doctrine does not come from the Old Testament. Church doctrine does not come from the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, even Acts. The church doctrine comes from the writings of the Apostle Paul. Okay, now we're not to focus solely on the Apostle Paul's writings. Understand what I'm saying. Y'all understand what I'm trying to say here? Okay, I want to say that we know more about God's completed word now than the Apostle Paul did, because Paul was gone by the time John wrote the book of Revelation. So we have the completed word of God. Isn't that something? We have God's very word in our homes. But how many of us read it and study it? Even me. I fell short this past week. Y'all turn your collar around, okay? I was on the road so much. I didn't get in the Bible near as much this week as previous weeks, because 16 hours on the road is pretty much, there are crazy people out there driving.
Amen.
By God's grace, but anyway, they probably say the same thing when I'm coming around them at 80, 90 mile an hour too, you know. I should have said that.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.